Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Voitine.
Ursula, what kind of show are we gonna have today?
It's going to be super spicy.
Okay.
So I'm gonna start off with something very sweet right now.
Oh.
Shout out to LaConner and the Skagit Valley Tulip Festival.
Okay.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
What?
And I'm going to give you a pro tip. Because my friend Lori took me there last night.
Uh-huh.
We got there with about an hour and a half left.
Yeah.
Before they actually shut down Rosengarten.
Okay, so what time is that?
So we got there around 5:30, a little bit before 6.
Okay.
Had plenty of time. I mean, just 90 minutes was all we needed to walk around, just take in the beautiful sights. Did not have to deal with crowds, no traffic, and the flowers are in bloom.
What?
It's perfect right now. So take a look at our G and Ursula Show Facebook page. Mm. Tell me which one of those tulips is your favorite.
So you and Lori took pictures for the gram?
For Facebook.
Were there other people taking pictures?
Are you kidding me? Of course. We're all offering each other, hey, can I take your picture? You wanted me to take my...
Oh, is that what... Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you take pictures? Share the love. It's gorgeous.
Do you ever discriminate on who you want to ask to take your picture? Like, when you see folks walking by and there's a crowd, or like, excuse me, do you decide who you want to take your picture? Who do you look to ask? Or do you ask anybody that you see?
Because
I discriminate.
I don't discriminate. I actually offer to take people's pictures more than I ask people to take my picture. I'm fine just taking a selfie.
Because, Ursula, I love you to death, but if you were walking by Nick were walking by, I would not ask you. Because y'all don't get my feet, my shoes, your finger be in the way.
Based
you
do on what?
Squinting at the screen. I can't see
you
guys.
I don't know. I just want the youngsters to take my picture.
Generally, people over the age of 50 only take one shot.
Wow.
Yeah,
they don't know.
Shot.
They don't know you have to take multiple.
Oh, yeah. This is not true.
Too far away.
Okay, this is not true.
Okay,
so
generally speaking.
I have perfectly curated pictures.
You train me
by
well.
The way,
let's get to the news.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm hacked off, so I'm about to exchange the favor.
Okay, Ursula's top news stories of the day brought to you by Wayscar 40 Susu in Auburn.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, we're starting off spicy. Democrat gubernatorial candidate Bob Ferguson is blasting Republican Dave Reichert for a comment he made about same-sex marriage.
Number one, my wife is a woman and I'm a man. You're a woman and I'm a man. There's only man and woman. I was raised as a Christian, and marriage is between a man and a woman.
Okay, it's hard to really...
Tell everybody what he said.
That campaign video, which Ferguson posted on X, you can hear the former King County sheriff saying that marriage is between a man and a woman. And during this about an hour-long video, Reichert also said that trans men should not compete in women and girls sports. Ferguson, using that video, says Reichert pretends to be a moderate, but quoting him here, he says, behind closed doors with his MAGA supporters, he shows who he really is. And Ferguson claims that Reichert's values are inconsistent with most Washingtonians. In a statement to the Seattle Times, Dave Reichert said, everyone has the right to decide who they choose to marry, and he would and has put his life on the line to protect the rights of others and their freedoms. And he went on to say, I don't want to run anyone's personal life. I'm just running to lead the Washington state government, to keep our community safe, to help our neighbors in need, and to bring businesses back to our state.
Nothing forced Dave Reichert to have to talk that way. You did that free will. There wasn't a questionnaire. It wasn't a specific question from someone from the media or from the audience. You, Dave Riker, chose to respond and make those comments towards the room because you thought that those words to the room would get the response that you got. You heard the people in the room respond favorably.
For context, so this was in a it was a Republican event in Pierce County, I believe. It was for Pierce County Republicans, and also someone did ask him, Dave Reichert, the question
about women in sports, trans in sports.
No,
what was it about?
The question was, how do you define a woman?
Can you define
Can
a woman?
Can you define a woman?
Right. And then he went into the the man and a woman and a marriage and all those things.
You could which he says he is a Christian.
But he didn't have to go that way. He didn't have to go there. But anyway, let me just simplify it by saying this. Dave Reichert would never get my vote. In April of 2024, I think the video was in February of 2024, the fact that you are talking this way lets me know you do not represent the governor that I want to see for this state. I will never vote for you, and this is what this is the real who you are. You can't walk it back. You can't say I misspoke. This is who you are, and go do that somewhere else because you are not a representative of the state of Washington.
So I will say first that I am a proponent of same-sex marriage. I believe you should be able to love who you want to love. I believe you should be able to be who you want to be. Do I think someone can have a different opinion than mine and also govern? I keep open that possibility. So Dave Reichert explained, and I want to point out, and I need to ask you about this, because can someone change? So in 2004, when he was running for Congress in Washington's 8th District, he opposed same-sex marriage. So the Seattle Times reported at the time. But I got to remind you that while running for president in 2008, Barack Obama also opposed same-sex marriage. And then he reversed his stance in 2012. And you're looking at me wondering, I'm just saying.
No, I'm letting you finish.
So, and just to remind you, Washington legalized same-sex marriage in 2012. The U.S. Supreme Court legalized it nationwide in 2015. What I'm trying to show is that attitudes are shifting. Mm-hmm. And my question is, does it automatically exclude somebody?
Yes. When you know better, you do better.
Yes.
We talk about this on the show.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
So, hey, Ursula, I love your heart, okay? I love your heart. I love how you try to see the different sides. You do a better job of that than me. Ursula, this is 2024. I'm sorry. I don't care about 2008. I don't care about 2004. If you are running for governor of the state of Washington and that is your stance,
you don't have. Yeah. And I understand that fully.
This is a non-starter right here. I don't care about anything else you have to say after this. The LGBTQ community, let's just non-start. It's a non-starter conversation. They are us.
Agree.
They are us.
Agree. And I understand why some people would have this as a non-starter. What I'm trying to say is I also understand that there are people who do have strong conservative Christian beliefs who may feel this way but still can, you know, be kind to others or be, I don't know if I'm expressing myself, but this would be a non-starter for me. This is a non-starter for me. But I understand that there are some people who would say, well, that's his belief, but that doesn't mean he doesn't qualify as governor.
No, not in my book. He doesn't qualify as governor in my book. Now, can you have those beliefs and be good in this area, a good husband, a good father, a good this, a good that? Sure, you can do all of those different things. This specific topic is a non-starter for me.
Yes.
And I'm sorry.
I want to make it clear for me, too.
It is also on brand and on par with what the GOP has been doing. The Republic. This is what is happening. And so, how long is this going to be a thing? Is it? Are you guys done now? Is this the candidate you guys are going to put across? Because in 2028, are you going to do something different? Because this has to stop. And I am. And so somebody might be listening to me like, man, G, you're making this a big deal. You damn right I'm making it a big deal. Because once you start to marginalize a group of people that belong in this country the same way everybody else does, yes, I'm emotional about it.
Okay. And you can say, look, if Dave Reichert's elected, there's still going to be a Democratic legislature. There's no way he's going to be able to pass legislation that would change the status of gay marriage in Washington. But you are still opposing a fundamental civil right of a large portion of your constituency. What if a liberal candidate came out and said Christians should not be able to vote? Obviously, that's going nowhere, but it's a non-starter because you're opposing a fundamental right of your citizens who you are supposed to represent.
Agree. Okay, so how about this? He also mentioned that he is someone who he said that trans men should not compete in women and girls sports. Is that a non-starter?
No. That's not a non-starter, because I think that that discussion right there is something that is a very new discussion on whether or not if someone is a trans athlete being able to jump in and play someone that was born biological male, and then whether they have transitioned or they identify playing in women's sports. I think that is a very complicated discussion, and totally understand how one can decide one way or the other on that. But we are talking about same-sex marriage that has been federally legal. No, that's a non-starter for me.
Okay, let's move on to the next story, which is an update on those people who were arrested for blocking the main road into SeaTac Airport on Monday. They're all out of jail this morning. They had blocked traffic for about 3 hours, calling for an end to the Israel-Hamas war. And SeaTac City spokesman Kyle Moore tells us everyone posted $500 bail, many of them with the help of the Northwest Community Bail Fund.
All 46 bailed out of jail. And because of that, we are now sending out summons to appear for an arraignment in about 4 weeks.
And he says all 46 are charged with failure to disperse and disorderly conduct. If convicted, they could spend 90 days in jail and be fined $1,000 each.
Ursula?
Yeah. Did you exhaust yourself on that last one?
I did. I did exhaust myself on that one. I'm glad that every last one of them is going to be cited for that. I told you yesterday, and I'll say it again, that protest and specifically that situation that happened at the airport, they lost me on that. I wasn't for it. And so, good. I'm glad they got the misdemeanor that they're going to get.
I'm also glad that they pursued the charges. I also find it telling that many of these demonstrators were bailed out by that group, the Northwest Community Bail Fund. That's a group that wants to get rid of the bail system entirely. It's also a group that is known to help violent criminals get out of jail. I'm not saying that this was necessarily violence, but this is just a group that I raise my eyebrows when I look to see who they're bailing out. The Northwest Community Bail Fund says their work is necessary because the current system fuels racial and economic inequalities. But again, I just ask you to look at that group and the history of that group and who they bail out. So I need to bring this up because this is a story that got your attention, and you paid a lot of attention to the video that is gone viral.
Probably too much attention.
So an argument over an off-leash dog quickly escalated into a full-out brawl at Seattle's Cal Anderson Park. This incident actually happened on Sunday, but the video of what transpired that night has now gone viral.
Stop. Hey, call it. Stop. Get on up. Dude, no, stop. Hey, dude.
So you hear the husky howling in the background. This large crowd is watching as men and women are kicking and punching and swearing at each other. Witnesses say the brawl was sparked by the husky trying to steal some food. And these parkgoers tell Fox 13 that off-leash dogs at Cal Anderson are a big problem.
Yeah, there's almost always 10 to 15 dogs at lunchtime.
Like a ton of dogs, like just, you know, frolicking around.
But they also say, you know what? There aren't a lot of options in Capitol Hill.
There's really nowhere to take your dogs.
And they question whether there's actually too much park space for kids and not enough for our four-legged friends.
There are, like, the unwritten joke or whatever is that there's more dogs than kids.
Okay, so you watched the video and you were reacting.
And I'm mad at you and Chef for even making me watch that video. And the discussion centered around dogs, and the reason why this probably started is because of dogs off leash and everything. First, then the video, guess how many dogs you see?
One.
I want everybody, I'm setting the scene for everybody now. There's one dog. And then you got this brother that stands up, and he's probably in his 50s, too old to fight. Like, adults, and if you get up in age, if you're listening right now, I'm going to ask you, do you fight anymore? No. Grown adults that live among society don't fight anymore. If you don't like me or if you got something to say to me, I'm not fighting you. That's number one. So then he can't fight. He's swinging all over the place. That's going on. It kind of starts off at one-on-one. And sometimes
someone got knocked out cold.
I'm getting to that. Something was said, and then it kind of started back up again. And then the old buddy that kind of started it, he's not part of it anymore. He's sitting down. And then I don't know what the discussion was. Chef told me that some things were possibly said according to what he said. But all the next thing I know, Ursula, you got about eight people kicking one person on the ground. One person. And then at the very end, Chef kept telling me, no, G, you got to wait. You got to wait, because I was going to turn it off. He's like, no, G, you got to wait. And so I'm getting more mad at Chef. I'm sitting there looking at my phone. And finally, at the very end, Ursula, why did the dude take some money out of his pocket? The dude was knocked out cold. And he goes and takes the stuff out of his pocket. Now, I want to use this moment as a teaching moment for everyone. A rule that my father used to tell me, never stand around and watch a fight. There was a bunch of people standing around watching a fight. That is dangerous. Don't do that.
But there are other people jumping in, too.
And that was a violation, too. Eight people kicking one man on the ground.
How about just use your words? How about just, hey, your dog ate food. That could you please get your dog on a leash? And then I think this also points to a much bigger problem, which is that Seattle, as of right now, has the fourth most dogs in the country, and we just don't have enough dog parks.
I am not taking that excuse, Ursula. There was one dog in the video, and there was all these people. And by the way, shout out to the one couple. Now, this is what's crazy. You ever, back in the day, scary movies, there used to always be the couple that's like, hey, what's going on over there? Well, this couple right here is sitting there, and they're trying to just continue on with their day like nothing is happening. They just kept sitting there. Like, lady, ma'am, get up. There's craziness happening right here. But no, you can tell she's like, I'm going to sit here. It's my place in the park. And she's just sitting there like nothing.
Yeah.
There's some crazies over there. And yeah. I bet you some of them folks had a little alcohol in their system, got a little courage right there, and did that. It was awful. I hate watching fight videos. There's only one dog, Ursula. And you know, and what kind of dog was it? Go ahead, say it.
A husky.
Huskies always causing problems. What's next on the G and Ursula show?
Oh, gee. You were just waiting for that line. Okay, still ahead.
Yes.
We are going to be talking about the sport that has so many eyeballs on it right now, and it's all because of one particular player. And if you want to see her play in Seattle, you're going to need to hurry.
G and Ursula.
The Mariners are all about giving you more baseball for your buck. With Mariners Value Games, you can snag seats for as little as $10 to select games all season long. To get your tickets and check out the complete Mariners Value Game schedule, go to mariners.com/valuegames.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to the G and Ursula Show, our Wednesday morning edition. Boy, are we getting spoiled with the beautiful weather we've had the last couple of days. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't think he was about to say that.
Oh, we are spoiled. We are spoiled. Caitlin Clark fever has touched down in Seattle. So, you know, she was picked number one in the WNBA draft by the Indiana Fever. That was a fun thing to watch. I know that your eyes were glued to the TV, G. And people are already buying tickets to the two games that she is scheduled to visit Seattle. The Seattle Times reports that the Storm plan to sell 18,000 tickets for that first game. And the only other time that the Storm has sold that many tickets was for Sue Bird's final regular season game. So this hoop fever is so strong that the Storm have already sold more tickets just in the last 9 days than they did all of last season. Mm-hmm. And would you say it's all because of Caitlin Clark?
Yes. Yes. It comes down to Caitlin Clark. We have been talking about women's basketball a lot, right? Whether it's on the air or if it's off the air. And I'm just telling you that it has been very exciting. So much so that the women's Final Four ticket to get into the game was more expensive than the men's ticket to get into the game for their Final Four. It is the most talked about thing that is happening. And the question is, why? When did this start? Because there's always been good, great women's basketball players. Well, it was the perfect where lightning gets struck and it got captured in a bottle. And it started last season when you had the national championship game with LSU against Iowa. And it was Caitlin Clark against Angel Reese.
And there was already a beef between the two, right?
There was some antics that happened during the game and all that. But either way, it happened. They played. It was a great game. LSU wins the national championship. And it was, oh, great. They win a national championship. It was a story. So they coming into this year, there was such good buzz happening from last year. Going into this year, it's like, oh, okay, now we're really paying attention. And then Caitlin Clark, who is on this quest to break the all-time scoring leader to be number one, a lot of people started going to her games, to Iowa's games. They were packed. They were sold out. Caitlin Clark did not disappoint. Even if you aren't a basketball fan, Ursula, if you turn that game on and you watch Caitlin Clark, you're like, I don't even like basketball, but I like watching this person because she's really good. And then it happened all season long, and then it happened in the Final Four. So here we are at this moment where we are talking about names. You know what I mean? And we're talking about UConn, and we're talking about Iowa, we talk about LSU, and we have names associated with it, and it's just a perfect storm.
And right now, I couldn't tell you an NBA player for the life of me. I don't even know who is playing at this moment, which is kind of funny. But my question for you is, I know that you have been getting on social media and defending Caitlin Clark because already she's got haters.
Yeah.
How does, like,
because
why?
Because we are so, as a society, we always want a villain. We always want a, like, movies kind of do that, right? In the movies, you got to pick a side. There's a good versus bad and all this stuff, right? And instead of just celebrating someone being good, well, yeah, she's good, but what about, well, what about, not what about nothing? Can I just celebrate that this player is a good player? Oh, by the way, this player, Paige Beckers from UConn, oh, she's a great player. Oh, by the way, Juju Watkins from USC, she's a great player. And the players that came before them. But for some reason, Ursula, it is so hard for people to just appreciate Caitlin Clark without having a yeah, but, and well, what about, and what about this player? And I don't know why that is. And so I find myself, even when we're on our production meeting, I try to figure out why people are just so upset with Caitlin Clark being great. And they want to, well, Caitlin Clark isn't the reason why all of the rate. Yes, she is. 600,000 people watched the NBA draft in 2007. Diana Taurasi was the draft pick. Everybody loved Diana Taurasi. It was great. On Monday, 2.4 million people watched the WNBA draft. That's what we're talking about. Storm tickets off the hook right now.
I know. It's great for the Seattle Storm. And I love that because they have been underappreciated for years when, you know, they've been winning championships.
That's what I wanted you to say. The Seattle Storm has been winning championships here, y'all. Championships.
Yes.
But you tell me, Chef, what was it? They have sold more tickets, what?
Yeah, in the last 9 days than all of last season.
Yeah. So she's great for the game, and I'm glad it's finally happened. Now, do you find it interesting, though, that she's only going to be making less than $77,000 in base salary this year? I mean, here's a woman who jersey sales are through the roof, that she's bringing in all this money and all this attention, and she's going to be making at least her base is going to be less than $77,000.
You should see my Facebook. Yeah, G, but the NBA, they bring in more money, and the WNBA doesn't bring in as much money. And then you have to say to them, can you define revenue share for me?
Mm.
Right? The NBA, the players get 50%. The WNBA, the players get 20%.
Yeah. I think basically the WNBA is saying, well, she is going to be making all sorts of money with her endorsements and other partnerships. You know what I hate? When that argument is used.
I know you. Oh, I knew you was going to have a good one.
On a personal level,
yeah,
too.
Right? Well, Ursula, you don't need to because you can.
Yes, you can make. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not guaranteed money, by the way.
Yeah. It is just beautiful. And for all of you all, especially if you guys got young ones out here, just being able to have your child look on the TV. Now, one more thing, Ursula. I have said it before. Caitlin Clark was drafted by the Indiana Fever. The Indiana Fever had one nationally televised game last season. They have 40 games this season. Guess how many are nationally televised this season? 36 of the 40.
Wow. It's called the Caitlin Clark effect.
Yes, yes. Okay, here's what we need to talk about. I want to ask a question, and you don't have to answer it, but I want your first thought, and whatever that thought is, I want you to hold that. When someone says they're going to go on maternity leave for X amount of time, what's your thought? Well, we're going to discuss that next. Jen Ursula.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Gene Ursula Show. Good morning, everybody. We need to talk about this right here. I ask you a question. I'll ask it again. When someone at work tells you, like I said, don't say it out loud. What's your first thought? When someone at work tells you, I'm going on maternity leave, or I'm going on paternity leave, what's your first thought? Well, Katie Couric told Bill Maher about Brian Gumbel's reaction in a recent interview.
He got mad at me because I was doing something.
A great memory, Katie.
On maternity.
Don't go by this.
Maternity leave, and he was giving me endless shit for taking, like, a month or two off. I was having my first baby.
Yeah, I could see that.
And he was like, why don't you just like drop it in the field and come back to work right away or something. I mean, it was really...
But that sounds like he was kidding.
No, he was kidding, but he was giving me a lot. He was goofing on me, but giving me a lot of shit. But it was emblematic of sort of an incredibly sexist attitude.
Okay, really quick. I knew how to, when I had this topic in mind, I on purpose didn't prep you for this because I had an angle for you, Ursula. And you are, I'm probably going to prejudice the jury here. You're very guilty when it comes to feeling bad about any time off. So let's go back to when you took maternity leave with your boys. Did you ever feel bad and or come back faster than you should have because of what Katie Couric is talking about?
With our first son, I had piled up all the vacation. I never took sick days for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. So with our first son, with Stephen, it was 1996. And I had just so many hours, and I was able to put some of my sick hours together with the maternity leave, which is very generous under our company. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to take 5 months, and I did not feel guilty.
Okay.
And because it was my first child, I felt very supported. And I'd already worked here for a long time. So I will just say that I felt very supported by management. And they looked forward to me coming back, but they were very supportive in terms of me taking, and, you know, even threw a party on my way out and, mm-hmm. and celebrating our first show. And in fact, I was pregnant with another woman who'd worked here a long time. We were ready to give birth at about the same time. So I felt very supported, and I did not feel like I was in a rush to get back.
How about your second?
Second one was a different.
Why?
I came back 3 months to the day, and our staffing was much lighter. I also had a role. I'd already been asked to go into management, and I said no because of kids. And I felt like I couldn't say no again. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that opportunity would pass me by. So I had different pressures at the time. And because it was a second child, it wasn't looked at as so special anymore. Mm-hmm. It was, get your butt back in here. That's the feeling I had at the time.
Right.
And I did get back in.
And I'm glad you brought that up. And so I'm going to continue to ask. I think on the first child, by the way, I've never been on your side of things, but I think the first child, okay. But the second child, I think, what if corporate America, what if bosses are like, oh, you're having another one? You know, so soon?
Yeah,
right?
Well, legally, there are things you cannot say and you would get in trouble.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Those things are there now. And by the way, and they should be.
Yes.
But even though they should be, I ask, how do people really feel, though? Are we really better?
Well, anymore today? Because so many companies are working so lean that what people often think of is not the mother who's about to give birth and have a life-changing moment. They're thinking about, how's this going to impact me? Now I've got to work a different shift. Now I've got to change my life for a decision that this person made, and it's impacting me.
Very good point. It does. It does on the other folks,
yes.
which is why sometimes folks that don't have kids have complained about how they get the short end of the stick.
And sometimes
at
they do.
Work.
And
well,
sometimes they do.
You know what? Also, here's a problem with that. Because women also face a lot of obstacles coming back into the workforce.
Oh,
like
for sure.
Them taking that time off does not come without cost. And I think the same is true for men these days. If you're taking a lot of time off, you know who's not thinking about you for that promotion that year? It's not the guy who's taking time off or mom. Also, like, allow for the fact that, you know, if Jim has brain cancer and he has to take time off, if somebody has a horrible car accident and ends up in the hospital and they have to take time off, that also impacts your work schedule. But I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's just we don't think, oh, you know what? I might need this at some point because I could get sick.
Chef, I love you, man. But come on, dog.
I mean,
to make that point, you went, right? Like, all the way to the brain cancer. I know.
I'm not kidding. Like, in this office, how many people have been out because of a catastrophic injury for more than a couple weeks? I can think of three.
Okay, no, I'm just going to give myself.
Yeah. And
For the passing of my mother in December, and I was not planning to be gone for a month.
And you still feel bad about it.
I felt horrible. I felt like, okay, let me see if I can write something for MyNorthwest.com. Oh, let's see what else I can do. Hey, let me promote from the Philippines.
Yeah. I have to say this. Because I haven't said this before. I'm going to say it now. I got to tell you. There's a lot of you all that's listening right now that you text in and you really had a lot of things to say about Ursula being gone. In 2023, she had some surgery herself. You lost your dad and your mom.
Yeah.
All in
and
one year.
And two health
And it was a lot of you all. And Chef and I, we sat back. We were just trying to be nice. We didn't want to put Ursula's business out there or anything because it was illegal to do that, right? But I don't think sometimes society can be understanding of what can go on with people's lives. So that's where, with Chef, when you bring that point up,
yeah,
it's legit.
Well, but in the case of Katie Couric, I'm glad she's speaking out because she had just started working on the Today Show. And I'm sure Bryant Gumbel was only thinking about ratings at that moment. He was not thinking about the fact that she was about to have her first child.
And by the way, Ursula, you need to stop feeling bad for what you did, because you kept and you still brought it up the other day. What's new at 10 next, Jen Ursula?